welcome back to the Brotherhood. That song that you just heard was from one of my favorite artists, PJ Morton, and the song's called Say So, featuring JoJo. If you get a chance, please, please, please download it on Tidal, iTunes, wherever you get your music from. Do yourself a service and get this album. It is a great, great album. All right, so shifting scenes a little bit. So, been talking about some dating stuff, dating series, and this episode is titled Scoping But Not Hoping. And so, a lot of people want to figure out, like, what is a scoping but not hoping? Okay. And normally, when you hear of it, you hear it as scoping and hoping. But this is scoping but not hoping. And you may say, why is that? Why would you title it scoping but not hoping? And the reason is because a lot of times, we as individuals, those who have experienced things in the past, whether it's from a female perspective or from a guy's perspective, we've experienced something a lot of times. Not all of us, but a lot of us look at it from a standpoint of, I had a bad experience, it was this, I look at it as that. So, like, if and here's the thing, like, and I'm you guys know me, I'm one of those guys that I've done a lot of study on this stuff, and I really read into a lot of stuff. And so here's the thing, like, if you, from a guy's perspective, guys, if you swear up and down that there aren't any loyal, good women, then quite frankly, you won't find a good woman. If you're saying that there aren't any good men, then ladies, you won't find a good man. You won't. Because what would happen is, when that good man or that good woman presents themselves, you will question everything about them. And then what ends up happening is, when they debunk everything that you thought they were, you'll find a way to be able to validate your perception that he or she is not good, and that no good man or good woman even exists, period. And so, in essence, that's not fair to them, and that's not fair to yourself. For the fellas, if you believe that all women are horrible, or you think they're disloyal, you'll convince yourself that, hey, she's no good. She's sneaky. She's not honest. She's disloyal. And she has done nothing wrong to you. But the thing is, when you convince yourself that, two things will end up happening. You'll either run from the situation, or you push her, or you can push him away, ladies. So you have to believe that you will find that great man and that great woman. But there's a few keys to this. You got to understand that when you go into a situation with someone, and you're going into that relationship situation, you got to understand, hey, can I see myself with this person in the long term? Because why open up yourself to something when you don't see a potential future with that person? If you're dating just to date, you open up yourself to get hurt. And some people, it takes a long time to heal from the pain of that previous relationship. So if you're not in a place where you're able to date, then don't. The purpose of dating is getting to know that person, and you can see yourself down the road as becoming a couple. So if you can't see that, then don't even pursue it, because it's not even worth it. But three things for the ladies. Ladies, when you're looking for a guy, you gotta be mindful of, hey, does he fit what my perception of a man I want to be? Is he loving? Does he care about me? Does he put himself first, or does he put me first? But that there's a lot of other things that encompasses that as well. Guys, the same thing. You've got to give her a chance to show you, hey, I'm in it for the long haul. Now, if you get red flags, and that's for guys or girls, you get some red flags, and you know what your red flags are, then don't pursue the relationship, because you don't want to waste your time, and you definitely don't want to waste their time. All right, guys, we'll be right back.
Definitely help.